ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I just have a different constitution. I have a different brain. I have a different heart. I have a different, you know, I get tiger blood, man.
Ladies and gentlemen,
there's $1 million riding on my back. If I don't fight, I don't get a dime.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, panoyes y panays, me buhay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated, but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And straight up, today, I deliver. We're talking knockouts, both in hour number one and hour number two. Of course, the first hour, we'll cover the sport of boxing. We'll bring in the godfather of the HBO, Chris Wright. The recently retired Larry Merchant will be here in just a few minutes, so you'd like to join Larry on the toll-free. And when I say toll-free, I mean all across America, it's free. The Virgin Islands, Canada, Puerto Rico, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Your chance to talk to a living legend, of course, a Hall of Famer, Mr. Larry Merchant, in the house just a few minutes from now. Hour number two, in fact, we'll even tease. We'll show you some of Ronda Rousey in hour number one. But hour number two, it'll be all about UFC 157 taking place tonight. Of course, at the Honda Center in Anaheim, California, Liz Carmacci challenging the queen of MMA, the diva herself, who will be here. I'm talking about Rowdy Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey, of course, topping UFC 157 tonight, the main event. The pay-per-view card starts at 10 p.m. Eastern time. Facebook starts at 2:30 p.m. Pacific time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that? But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
See, I tell you what the trouble is. You see, I'm a southpaw.
What's a southpaw?
Oh, southpaw means you're left-handed. And southpaw throws your timing off, you see? Other guys throws their timing off, makes them look awkward. Nobody wants to look awkward. You know where southpaw came from? I'll tell you. A long time ago, there was this guy, maybe a couple hundred years ago, he was fighting in the, he was fighting around, I think it was around Philadelphia. And his arm, he was left-handed, his arm was facing towards New Jersey, you see? And that's south. So then naturally they call him southpaw. You see? Southpaw, South Jersey, South Camden, southpaw. You know what I mean?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Why do you want to fight?
Because I can't sing or dance. Hey, yo.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Like the guy says, you're going to eat lightning and you're going to crap thunder.
Little Rocky history there. Back to the cinema. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We are honored with the presence of my next guest. Of course, he is the HBO Godfather in residence, and he's kicking back right now, residing in Southern California. Larry, are you going skiing at all anymore?
Actually, no. I have a torn meniscus in my knee, and I haven't gone for the last couple of years. I was thinking of it this year, but there's not a lot of snow around. And I've got to add something to your intro.
Okay.
I just came back from New Orleans.
Okay.
Where I was working on a cameo in a movie. Okay. With Sylvester Stallone, Rocky,
yeah,
and Robert De Niro.
Wow.
Jake. Called Grudge Match. I did the last Rocky, and it was a lot of fun.
The last Rocky, believe it or not, I enjoyed the most out of all of them. I guess he was more human, but I just didn't get off on the early aspect of a journeyman rising to the mantle of heavyweight champion, much like the Chuck Wepner story and things like that. I just couldn't get into that. To me, it wasn't real, but he got real towards the end when he got old and he lost his reflexes and things like that. I sort of got off on that a little bit more than I did his so-called boxing prime.
Well, the Rocky series is probably the most successful movie series, much less sports or boxing series, ever. And this, in effect, although he doesn't play the role of Rocky per se, this is like Rocky VII, and it's a comedy, and we had some fun with it.
I remember when they were filming Rocky V, of course, Tommy Morrison was the star of that, along with Sylvester Stallone, and he was Tommy Gunn, and soon thereafter, his life sort of went downhill. He was diagnosed or tested positive for HIV, and then the last I heard about Tommy, besides him trying to fight, Larry, was him living in a cave in Arkansas because he was scared of the Y2K virus or whatever. He thought the world was coming to an end, so he put himself like 500 feet underground.
Well,
looking for a comment there. Looking for a comment. Larry,
that's an extreme reaction to the end of any career, much less a prize fighter.
And Larry Merchant's our guest, folks, the HBO Godfather. Of course, boxing is big in the UK, no question about that. And one of the guys that's propelling the sport in the United Kingdom is their former amateur sensation, now 15-0, David Price. He's like 6'7". He's taking on American Tony Thompson today, or later tonight, on Wealth TV. Larry, have you watched much of David Price at all?
You know, I haven't seen him or Tyson Fury, another giant heavyweight from Britain, I believe. And, you know, they're at that 15-0, 20-0 stage of careers where you start to find out if they're real. I don't know if these fights will determine that for us. I believe Tyson Fury is going to be fighting Cunningham in a couple months. So it's the new era of the super giant heavyweights. These two guys are at least super giants, whether they have the kind of championship quality, talent, and mentalities remains to be seen.
Larry Murch is our guest, folks. Of course, we're talking about David Price, who goes later today on Wealth TV. And I believe you can go to wealthtv.com or wealth.tv, whatever. Look it up on the internet, and you can watch this fight for free. I think it'll give you like a two-week trial. You don't have to give them a credit card and like that. Very little hassle involved to watch these fights from the UK on the internet. Tony Thompson, an American promoted by Dan Goosen. I don't know. You know, you just brought up about Tyson Fury wanting to fight Steve Cunningham. You know, these guys are 6'7". Why are they going in the opposite direction? Why, if not fighting bona fide heavyweights, they're fighting ex-cruiserweights? I don't get that.
Well, come on, Pedro. You've been around long enough.
I was trying to get you to say it.
They're still adding to their resumes and trying to get themselves into position for the big fights. And this is not exactly a new development. You know, going way back, guys with 15-0 were just, you know, coming out of the clubs.
The womb.
And so, you know, I'm going to, you know, give them time, and these are tests that they have to pass. And A, you want to see if they pass them, and B, you want to see how well they pass them. And if they have real serious stuff that you're going to want to follow.
Question, do you know who Ronda Rousey is?
Only because there was a feature about her in the Los Angeles Times this morning. I didn't get through the whole thing. And then I saw something on
Real Sports.
Real Sports, yeah. About her, and she's fighting or performing or wrestling or whatever she does tonight. And
Larry,
that's more than I would generally know about somebody who is in the MMA game.
Okay. She beat the snot out of Victor Chinian about a month and a half ago. Yeah, Vic got both. Vic's Armenian, and Vic had studied judo for many years. She was a bronze medalist in the 2008 Olympics, and she's a master judo. Her mother was a world judo champion. So Vic said that for years, Vic has been saying no woman could ever throw him, no woman could ever make him submit. So she threw him six times in a row. And then when they went into the grappling end of it, she armbarred him in about 25 seconds. And before he could quit, his people jumped in and stopped it. So it was an embarrassing time in the gym for Mr. Verchinian and all the macho guys around the world. This chick can fight.
Well, they played two different games, but I understand the headline that comes out of this. But Darchinian's a guy who's at his best weighing about 110 pounds, right? Or 112 pounds.
Maybe 118.
hey, good for her. And, you know, my attitude about these things is anybody can go out there and raise a tent and hope to get people to come in and come back in. And if they can do that, good for them.
Larry Murch is our guest, folks. He will spend another segment with us. Is that okay, Larry?
Sure thing.
Okay. Larry Murch is our guest, folks, the godfather of the HBO. We are blessed to have him in the house. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll talk about Manny Pacquiao. Juan Manuel Marquez? What's happening with the superstars of boxing as we enter 2013? You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and yes, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via...
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Did you ever listen with the music mission? Turn your radio
on. Ah, those sounds of the Mighty Beach Boys celebrating their 50th year in the business. That is the latest album. That's why God made, that's why God made the radio is the title of the album. Fantastic tunes. Check them out. Brian Wilson and company. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Ronda Rousey coming up in hour number two in the MMA hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And Jeff Mayweather will be here in about 15 minutes. He'll talk about some attempts he's making to put Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather in the same ring. Not going to happen. I don't think so. Larry Merch is our guest, the HBO Godfather. And Larry, Manny Pacquiao saying he wants to fight in September, and then he wants to fight in Manila. I don't think there's enough money in Manila to, or in the Philippines, and I'm not knocking the country of the Philippines, but I don't think there's enough money there to bring a big fight like him and Juan Manuel Marquez, the fifth fighter, or Floyd Mayweather and him to the Philippines. And plus, I don't know, is HBO interested in going to the Philippines? They weren't before.
Well, I'm not an HBO expert anymore. I don't know if you can fully exploit the pay-per-view market in America, which is the whole object of the elite of the elite boxing people, from Manila. You'd have to be in the U.S. for weeks, if not months, doing all the marketing and promoting. That's why it makes it unlikely. But sometimes you know, fighters and promoters say things to appease the local natives, and that's what I assume that's about.
Okay. Floyd Mayweather agreeing this week to fight Robert the Ghost Guerrero. Guerrero's young, he's hungry, he's strong. He's going to make Floyd fight.
Well, I think he'll try. He surprised me a little bit against Berto, that he took a bigger guy's punch better than the bigger guy took his punch as mm-hmm. he was moving up in weight. You know, one of these days, some young gun is going to surprise some better-known and more highly regarded older gun.
Okay.
I don't know if Guerrero's really got the stuff to do that.
We're talking about Robert Guerrero, of course, and Floyd Mayweather, the main event scheduled for May the 4th, the semi-main event, an upset in the making, folks. I kid you not. I'm talking about left-handed, undefeated WBA champion Austin Trout, the 2004 Olympic alternate, taking on his WBC counterpart at 154. I'm talking about Saul Alvarez. He's like 31-0, something like that. Larry, this fight intrigues me.
Well, it does. It intrigues everybody if it actually comes off, since Canelo Alvarez could be a key figure in adding to the numbers of pay-per-view buyers. I don't know how they work out a deal. I think that's a problem. But from my understanding, the kid really wants to fight Trout. It's not the kind of fight a promoter would put someone like Alvarez in before he might fight a huge fight against a champion like Mayweather. But from what I have gleaned, he really wants to fight. And if he were to be able to beat Trout and Mayweather comes through Guerrero, that would set up a monster event. But
true.
We should add this, Pedro. Mayweather just signed a six-fight deal, as everyone in the boxing world knows, with Showtime CBS. Who are the six opponents? Normally, when fighters fight or get multi-fight deals, their objective becomes to get through to the end of the deal. And that means not necessarily fighting the toughest guys first.
That means fighting Pedro Fernandez four or five times before you fight the big guy at the end.
Exactly. And so we'll see how this unfolds. Undoubtedly, there will be rematch clauses for everybody who wants to fight Mayweather. And let's see if he's true to his word. Six fights in 30 months for a guy who's fought about six fights in the last 6 years. You know, hey, maybe he had some kind of epiphany while he was sitting in a jail in downtown Las Vegas last summer.
Larry, I don't know. I don't want to sound disrespectful of his skills or anything like that, but I sort of feel like he's overstayed his welcome.
Well, I think, look, Rocky Marciano retired at 32, okay? Most great fight careers have the highs in their arcs in the mid to late 20s, early 30s. But if they become stars, if they become the kind of names that goes over the title of the movie, it's very hard to walk away from all that money. Yeah, we see what Hopkins is doing. And so they become more defensive. They use their skill and experience rather than their hunger and desire to make it. And if they've created enough fans, that's enough for those fans, and they keep it going for as long as they can.
Larry Murch is our guest, folks. We're talking boxing, of course, here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can join us if you'd like, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Adrian Broner, I thought he looked great. He had a nice little pesky, aggressive opponent in front of him, and he did what he was supposed to do when he has a fighter in front of him that's overmatched. He took him out.
I couldn't say it any better. I like Broner a lot. He's smart. He's tough. Yeah, he's full of himself.
I love it.
But I don't get any mean spiritedness out of him.
Nope, none at all.
He's just got a kind of youthful, usually playful arrogance. He's a boxer puncher, which is to say he's trying to use his boxing ability to break down his opponents and to close them out. So I think at this point in his career he gets very high marks, and but right now he just seems to be outclassing everybody in the lightweight divisions. He's bigger than them. He looks like a natural welterweight compared to other lightweights. So it's a matter of time, maybe a fight or two, before he enters the welterweight divisions where there are a lot of proven opponents, and we'll see how he comes through them.
To steal a word from Muhammad Ali when he was talking, take that back from Howard Cosell when he was talking to Muhammad Ali, Ali sort of got truculent. Early on when he was Cassius Clay, a teenager fighting, you know, out of Miami, originally Louisville, but out of Miami with Angelo Dundee early on when the syndication brought him down to Florida. He was really a nice kid. And then came the Muslims, and then the attitude changed. And, you know, I mean, he got mean with Ernie Terrell. He got mean with a couple of opponents. But Adrian Broner, he just seems like a really nice kid, and I like being around him.
Well, look, over time, Ali changed. I'm sure Broner has changed and will change. When Ali became a target of a political target, when the media didn't like his act, which was something fresh and new, I had always found him to have a twinkle, even when he was saying mean things, which he did sometime. And when he became Muhammad Ali rather than Cassius Clay, guys like Floyd Patterson, Ernie Terrell refused to address him as Ali, and they were trying to goad him and maybe build the gate, and he responded in an angry, defensive way.
In a truculent manner.
In a truculent manner, and listen, beneath it all, he was a fighter.
Yeah.
You know? I did a fight, an Ali fight in Munich against a British guy named Dunn.
Yeah, Richard
and
Dunn. Happened,
and he knocked out Dunn in, second, third, fourth round. And I happened to be going back in the back, and I saw him coming down a hallway after the fight. And that look on his face was not Muhammad Ali the entertainer, Muhammad Ali the fighter. He had just been in a fight. Guy just been in a fight. And it was like, what the hell do you want? You know, in seeing anybody else as he walked down there. So there are different sides of these guys. But Ali generally had a twinkle in his eye so that he could say the rudest, crudest things and make you smile. At least if you weren't the target of what he was saying.
Yeah, something Joe Frazier, I think, took to his grave. Although he said he forgave Ali and things like that. I was around Joe in the 90s and the early part of this century, and he wasn't a big fan of Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, well, he took it personally. I mean, when you get called an Uncle Tom and you come from South Carolina, from the poorest of the poor.
Yeah.
You're entitled to take those things personally and not be able to digest it as the other guy trying to build the gate.
Speaking of the heavyweight division, is Jonathan Banks a heavyweight hope in the United States now or what?
Maybe he is. You know the thing that surprised me when he fought that last fight against the big former linebacker? What was his
Seth
name?
Mitchell.
Yeah. He's bigger than I thought. He was basically a cruiserweight. And when I saw him sitting or standing close to Mitchell, I'm saying, gee whiz, he's almost the same, at least height, as Mitchell. And with his skill, I thought, well, I feel a little differently about this than I might have from a distance.
Definitely, Larry, definitely talented, running up on a hard break. Say hi to the godmother for me. Thank you so much for your presence today, sir. I miss you.
Thank you, Pedro.
The godfather of the HBO crew right here on the Armed Forces Network and the American Forces Network and, of course, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Log on to FantasyGolfTour.com for weekly fantasy golf events with cash and free play options. Pick your team each week, switch players daily, trade players, watch the live scoring, and win cash. FantasyGolfTour.com pays hundreds of places each week, and everyone gets ultimate rewards just for playing. FantasyGolfTour.com offers a weekly event that follows the golf tour with sponsored purses from $20,000 to $100,000. This is unlike any other fantasy league out there. Don't just watch the game, become a part of the game, and win big. What are you waiting for? Log on now to FantasyGolfTour.com. You pick the teams, you set the daily lineups, you make the trades. You can't win if you don't play. So log on now to FantasyGolfTour.com. That's FantasyGolfTour.com for weekly fantasy golf events with cash and free play options. Pick your team each week, switch players daily, trade players, watch the live scoring, and win cash. You can't win if you don't play. So log on now to FantasyGolfTour.com, taking fantasy golf to the next level.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Let the Godfather do his thing.
Baby, give it up, turn it loose.
Had the pleasure of meeting James Brown one time backstage at the Tower of Power concert, Oakland, California. JB, the hardest working man in show business. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Of course, in the next hour, Upcoming hour, it'll be Ronda Rousey, the queen of MMA, right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, she goes tonight live in the UFC 157 main event against Liz Carmacci. Liz Carmacci recently came out of the closet. Like, we didn't know there were gay women fighters in this world. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's take it to Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm bringing one of my favorite guests, folks. One of my favorite people in the world of boxing, let alone the world at large. I'm talking about Jeff Mayweather. What's up, Big Jazzy Jeff?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, how's life treating you?
It's good. I can't complain.
Okay, let's get the bad news out of the way right away. Several years ago, when I suggested MMA to you, before MMA got big, I said, you know, I think you ought to train these MMA guys. I said, because they don't hold their hands up. Remember when I said that?
Yeah.
They don't. Somehow they get involved in combat and this and that, and their hands don't come back to attention, you know, right side by side. I think that was that's what happened to King Mo the other night. He got hit with a shot he didn't see, and his hands weren't up.
Right, definitely. I mean, and I think that it was more the guy, even though that's something that he does, I think that he was feeling the pressure of Mo, and basically it was more like a survival.
That was a one in a million shot.
Yeah, I mean, but it happened.
It was like hitting the MMA lottery. I mean, I ain't lying, man. But boom, nobody hits with a spinning back fist like that, and in that position. I mean, it was an amazing. I give the guy credit, no question about that. But
right.
Man, you know, I've always felt that MMA guys don't take the greatest shot in the world. I don't know why it is. I remember kickboxers in my era didn't seem to take shots that well. When the guys came over from the dojos and wanted to box a little bit, they didn't take shots too well. Why is it these guys take less take a shot? Why does a boxer take a better shot than an MMA guy when they're both trained to basically do the same thing?
Well, I mean, the difference is that it's probably as smart as the gloves in boxing is 8 ounces.
Yeah.
I mean, those gloves are 4 ounces. It's almost like getting hit with your fist, you know, and it's like, you know, it's a situation like if you're fighting someone on the street, you know, you might be able to knock that person out if you can hit them because you're hitting them with bare fists. You know, in boxing, you have the same person, and you're in the ring with the same person, and that person has boxing skills. You're not going to do nothing then. You know what I mean? So it's one of those situations that it's just the size of the glove that makes that impact, and it's unfortunate, you know, that we was on the end of it the other night.
Okay. The Filipinos are, like, calling you some type of savior. You wouldn't believe the accolades you're getting in the Filipino press. I picked up the Filipino Times or the Philippines Today or Manila Mail or something. You know, I read them all. So I picked up one of them the other day, and I saw Jeff Mayweather being quoted, a picture of you. And I picked up another one, and they're talking about Jeff Mayweather and Jeff. I mean, all of a sudden, like, you're the guy that's going to put together this Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao fight when I think the fight is dead, Jeff. Is it?
No, don't get me wrong. I mean, I think people are reaching out to me, you know, because, you know, Michael Kuntz himself, you know, I mean, he reached out to me and, you know, and basically wanted to see if the fight can possibly happen.
Why didn't he do this 2 years ago?
Yeah, but, I mean, don't get me wrong. At the end of the day, it's not my decision to make.
No, I know, Jeff. No, and nobody was implying that it was. I'm just trying to say after every time a Mayweather is mentioned in the Philippine press, it's not of a positive light. And all of a sudden, these guys are calling you the savior and this and that, blah, blah, blah. And I just thought it was sort of a little bit comical because they don't love me over there either. You know?
No, I totally understand.
I mean, put it this way. Hear me out, Pinoys and Pinays. I am never going to the Philippines. I know what you guys have in store for me. I'm not going to be gutted. Go on. They're going to gut me. They've told me as much. They've sent me threats, man. I've got emails and Facebooks and tweets and all that stuff, man. No, I ain't never going to the Philippines. Nah. In fact, if a guy named Pedro Fernandez goes over there, he better watch his butt just having that name. He's in trouble.
That's funny.
Jeff Mayweather's our guest, folks. Jazzy Jeff Mayweather, of course, trainer extraordinaire, both of a boxer and mixed martial artist. I got to ask you about this six-fight deal Floyd just signed with CBS and Showtime. And, you know, I mean, he, what is he now? He's 35 years old?
Mm-hmm.
35. And he signed a six-fight deal. And I'm looking back, six fights. He hasn't fought six fights in 7 years. One, take that back. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Seven fights in, since 2006. Or six fights since 2007. I mean, how's he going to fit six fights in, into this contract? Is that a bit of a reach or what?
I mean, I don't necessarily think it's a reach. I think that, you know, I mean, Floyd is, you know, he's going to have to be real with himself. I mean, of course, he can't sit back and, you know, I mean, there's a short window, you know, and I mean, there's a short window, and there's also that short window of, you know, father time just catching up with you. So I think that, you know, I think that Floyd is going to honor the contract and basically and step up and probably fight, you know, he's going to fight more.
You know, you talk.
I mean, you know, it's amazing. It's an amazing deal, you know, and it's funny that HBO is really so upset. But at the same time, I mean, why would you guys really be upset when y'all have first dibs, you know? And so now all of a sudden you guys are mad. But it doesn't make sense to me because if you got a client and y'all been working, but I knew about this. I knew about this a long, long time ago. I just never said anything because Floyd told me about it, you know. And, I mean, not necessarily it being with Showtime or whatever, but there was a deal on the table. This deal has been on the table for a long, long time. It's not like it's something that just happened. You know, he told me about it a long, long time ago, just like he told me about Ishae Smith fighting K-9 Bundrus long before Ishae even knew anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, I mean, I knew about this deal. He never did tell me exactly how much, but he said it's something crazy, crazy, you know, and now it's, you know.
It's reality.
The deal is real now, so.
Yeah. You know what? You know, Jeff Mayweather is our guest, folks. Of course, a trainer, a former world-class fighter, and the brother of you know, Floyd Mayweather Sr. and Roger Mayweather, the two-time world champion. I don't think HBO's been the same since Luda Bella left. And I'm sorry to say this, but they put things in the hands of Kerry Davis. And I think the best thing Kerry Davis ever did in his life was hook up that wife that he has. She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. But outside of that, I'm not giving Kerry all that much. That and getting this job, whoever he conned to get this job, man, because he hasn't done much. HBO Boxing went down in 10 years.
I guess. You know, I don't know if I necessarily agree. It's just that, you know, I mean, I don't know. You know, it's just that now the fighters are.
Yeah, you haven't seen Kerry. Wait, the reason why you're not sure if you agree, you haven't seen Kerry's wife. Because you'd agree. You know what I'm saying? You'd agree with me if you saw Mrs. Davis. I'm telling you, she is the most mind-blowing female. I have one of the most mind-blowing females I've ever seen in my life, and I've been to 31 countries.
Wow.
Yeah,
so, must be amazing.
Yeah, she went this way. She could walk across the Las Vegas Boulevard in the peak of traffic, and cars would naturally stop. The people wouldn't have to put the brakes on. The cars would just naturally stop for that beauty. Change of subject now. What's new with the Celestino Caballero? What's happening with him?
Actually, he will be here. Just got off the phone with him about 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be here Monday.
Okay.
We'll start training for. He's fighting the first fight for some silver diamond belt or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know, and then basically he's really fighting for the number one position
mm-hmm.
to actually fight. I guess Ponce de Leon again. He'll be in the number one spot after you know if we get past this guy, and you know it's one of those fights in which. You know, he's gonna have to be focused, and you know he's aware of what he's the guy, because the guy is one of those guys that was kind of like a Freddie Pendleton type, but mm-hmm. he's the type that you can't sleep on.
He brings
the
it every time.
He turned his career around, and you know, and now yeah. he's on a good run. But you know, usually with guys like that, they get to a certain level, they beat certain level fighters. But they'll be even good fighters if they sleep on them.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to Celestino, I'm going to instill that in his head more than anything. Okay. Don't sleep on this guy. Don't take him for granted. His record means nothing. You know, and let's just focus like we, you know, like we're fighting, you know, the best guy out there.
Okay. You talked earlier about Father Time, and I mentioned that Floyd's getting up there in age, and he's going to take on Robert Guerrero on May the 4th. Guerrero's going to try to force Floyd up against the ropes. Do you think he's strong enough to do that?
To be honest, see, that's the one thing people don't realize. Floyd is probably physically stronger than most of any of those guys at that weight. You know, I mean, when it came to Shane Mosley, everybody thought Shane Mosley was going to just muscle him. And it's like Mike Tyson said, once you get upside your head, everything changes.
Yep.
You know, and that's going to be the same with Guerrero.
Okay.
I mean, once he gets upside his head, you know, because it's one of those things. Everybody can sit back and analyze Floyd until they get in the ring. Once they get in the ring, everybody's story is different.
I heard. That's perfectly put. That is perfectly put. The co-feature on that card. Now I'm picking the upset right now. I think Austin Trout is going to beat Saul Alvarez. I think he's going to box circles around him. Unless the kid from Mexico can get close with that left hook to the body, I think that Austin's coming into his own at 27. I really want him to win, and I think down deep in my heart he will win. How do you see that fight, Trout and Canelo Alvarez?
Well, I mean, I think that's an awesome fight, and I'm really, to be honest, I'm really, really shocked that, you know, Golden Boy stepped up and let the fight happen.
Because Al Haymon got involved. Al Haymon has Austin Trout. Al Haymon is the H in HBO.
No, well, there you have it.
I mean, good Lord, man. This is the guy to get hooked up with. I'm telling you this. If you're a fighter of major stature out there, this is the guy. He takes 10% of your money. You very rarely see him. He calls you from restricted lines, so you must answer your phone from restricted lines. No, I'm telling you the truth, man. I know somebody that's with this dude, and that's the way it's done. You never see the cat.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious.
That's hilarious.
He's like,
it's hilarious you say that because it's true.
Yeah, he's like Howard Hughes. I mean, I don't know if he lets his fingernails grow, but you know what I'm saying? But he's like hiding out. He's like a hermit, like Howard Hughes. But he gets it done for his guys. He delivers, and for 10 points... Man, I think he's the best investment going if you're a world-class fighter right now, I think, Jeff.
No, definitely. You know. I mean, he has all the power over all the networks and things like that. So, I mean, anyone that would have a chance to get with him and would choose not to would be doing himself a disservice.
Yeah, no question about that. Last question for Jeff Mayweather. What's up next? Well, you got Caballero coming to town. Any big fights coming up in the near future for you besides Caballero?
No, not really. I mean, because, you know, he fights on the championship level, and I don't really have that many young fighters that are at that level.
Okay.
You know.
I take that back. I got one more question for you. Did you have to get out a dustpan and a broom after King Mo got knocked out there and sweep his chin into a dustpan? Has he got a glass jar or did he just get caught?
No, he just got caught. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean,
I had to throw a little spear at you before I left. I said, let me throw this little jab at him real quick. Jeff, it's always a pleasure, man. God bless.
Likewise.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Peace and respect. Jazzy Jeff Mayweather, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He's on Facebook if you want to check him out, Jeff Mayweather. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Tower of Power from the In the Slot album, circa 1975.
The way that you walk, the way that you talk, really knocks me out, girl. The clothes that you wear, the style of your hair, the way that you fare. Under all conditions, you're mine all of the time. So wonderful, so marvelous.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention, because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Well, that's the way it goes. One in, one out. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something of my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you play it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Yeah, I hit the Bonanza today. Good parking space. You live in San Francisco? Believe me, that is hitting the Bonanza. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, iTunes.com, RingTalk.com. I can go on and on, SportsByline.com. The bottom line is we're here each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we do an hour of boxing and then an hour of mixed martial arts, which is upcoming. Then again, on Sundays, we air at 11 a.m. Pacific time with an hour in which we combine both boxing and mixed martial arts. That's right. We call it the Sunday Wrap, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, time to go. Heard from my buddy Lenny Williams. Want to wish his lovely wife a speedy recovery. She has some surgery this week. She's doing real well. Mrs. W, all the best to you. She's a great lady. Lenny, all the best to him. Of course, this is Lenny Williams singing this song, It Is So Very Hard to Go. Until next time, it is so very hard to go. Peace, love, lots of respect.